Hey guys, thank you for joining Extending the Olive Branch. I am happy to be here again, sharing yet another amazing story. Today we have, hey, Miss Britt. It is Miss Britt or Miss Britt, your favorite DJ. She goes by so many names, but one, she is my best friend. She's an amazing human being. Who is doing a lot of things in the world, killing it and passing lives every single day. And she's just so bubbly and fun and funny. So everyone, welcome Brittany.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love the intro. I feel like I have the olive branch already.
Ooh. How does it feel?
It feels like abundance, which is actually like our topic for today.
It is our topic. Brittany is a person who I'm able to talk to a lot about different goals I have, or like just like when you want to get something out of your head, like you call Brittany and like she just understands. It's like, how do you understand? And so I feel that we go through a lot of things together. And this year has been all about abundance for me, and like getting the things that I want, not only because I want it, but because I said I'm going to get it. And that has been 2018 and some of 2017, and it will continue to be the rest of my life. So I've decided that we should talk about that, because Brittany has like created so many things for herself, like open so many doors, shovel paths, ways for her to succeed. And I think that she is perfect for that. But before we get into that, how about you tell our listeners your aspiration in life and like your ultimate goal?
Oh, okay. My ultimate goal or aspiration in life is peace and prosperity and longevity and happiness in whatever it is that I'm doing. I consider myself to be a digital storyteller, a creative, so I'm a DJ, I'm a writer, have worked in media for years, and run my own business, and I'm working on starting a second one, and I love to create. I love to share narratives, and I love to see justice and joy be brought to the forefront of people's minds, whether that's through entertainment or healing work or some fusion of the two. And so I don't have, you know, a specific like job title that fully encompasses everything I want to do, because ultimately freedom is being able to pick and choose, you know, every day what to do. And right now I have that freedom. I love it. And I want to continue to have that freedom. So that's what I'm searching for. But, you know, if you had to, like, point to a person, I would say, and this is a very, like, lofty thing, but I don't care, Oprah.
I love Oprah.
I absolutely love her. And I don't aspire to have that level of fame, you know, or to do what she's done. That's not necessarily my direct path, but somebody who's been able to master a variety of things that has impacted people in a really intentional and meaningful way. That is the blueprint that I want to follow.
Yeah, and just to Oprah, like, walk in her truth. When she came out, she's like, this is who I am, and I'm going to tell my story. So I really love that. And that it reminds me of you, like you walking your truth. And so I can definitely see the connection. So
we're both unlikely in different ways, and both have an attitude of that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because it doesn't. I love it. Okay, so your ultimate goal, you would say, what would you say?
In life? Being a artist and entrepreneur with the flexibility and integrity to create meaningful content and opportunities.
I love that. And, you know, I love asking those two questions because it's like a mission statement, you know, it's like a mission statement for your life. And, for me, like, I always, like, write down, like, who am I and what do I want out of my life and what do I want out of family, friends. And I write a mission statement for my life. And so I feel like that's kind of like a mission statement. So thank you for answering that.
Thank you.
For our listeners. All right. So I want to ask, since this is all about abundance, what does abundance mean to you?
You know, for me, the dictionary definition is like having a large quantity of something. But for me, it's deeper than, I don't just want a lot of money for the sake of acquiring a lot of money, for the sake of buying frivolous things. I want a lot of money, a lot of opportunity, a lot of access, because I want to generate things to share with other people. I'm updating my social media calendar right now, and one of the things that you'll see published later on today was inspired by a conversation that I had with my husband about going out and getting things and having an abundance mindset that says, I may not have what I desire right now, but because I believe in abundance, I'm going to go out and get it. For me, it is a belief, and it's a lifestyle and a way of being in which we recognize that there are barriers and limitations and socioeconomic conditioning that we all have to face, right, in different ways. But at the end of the day, that there is something out there that's for us, and that, right, you know, we put in the work and are conscious of where our limitations are, where our conditioning begins and ends, that we can do the work to manifest the life in which we desire. So for me,
right,
abundance is all about manifesting for self and for others.
Yeah, and you talk about manifesting. Can you maybe explain what that is? Like, what is men and what is that? And, yeah, then we'll go a little bit more into that.
Yeah, so going back to the conversation, I was having a conversation with my husband last night about how I felt after yoga. So mm-hmm. I am, spoiler alert for everyone who's listening to this, I am 38 going on 39 weeks pregnant right now, which is like, if I sound out of breath at any point, I am. My daughter is like super active, at like she's kicking the crap out of me right now.
So, I'm gonna be an auntie.
Yes, very, very. I could literally go into labor on this call.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I did prenatal yoga yesterday, and I just felt mm-hmm. amazing doing it. And he said, you know, I'm really proud of you for the way that you are approaching pregnancy and preparing for birth, because I know how you feel about it. I had a lot of fear about giving birth because it's my first time. This is my first child. And also statistically, when you look at Black women and Black infants, we have the highest rate of mortality for a variety of different reasons. And so for me, in order to have peace about bringing a child into this world and living in a new state where I'm unfamiliar with the healthcare system, I'm unfamiliar with this insurance that I currently have, I had to really go out and manifest the experience that I wanted. I couldn't mm-hmm. just sit back and allow the system to decide who I was going to be seen by and what type of birth experience that I was going to have, which happens a lot in this
right.
industry. You know, it's not just people going to the doctor who are sick or who need to be treated. It's an industry that is centered around a bottom line, which means people are making money off of your misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's their job to heal you, and also if they can do that at a higher price, they will. That means
right.
statistically, Black women are offered C-sections more, or they're pushed toward C-sections more. They're pushed toward epidurals more. They're pushed toward episiotomy. I think I said that right. When you're getting cut
mm-hmm.
more, all of these unnatural and a lot of times unnecessary ways of bringing a child into the world, they're pushed on people who look like us because we often don't know that we have the agency to advocate for our bodies. And so for me, manifestation in the context of becoming a mother is, I'm doing a hypnobirthing class, which mm-hmm. is an opportunity for me to learn how to control my body and manage pain when contractions hit while I'm in labor. I'm going into prenatal yoga so I can become more aware of my body, more aware of my positioning, more aware of my baby's positioning, and I can focus on breathing and relaxing. It is doing my due diligence about my insurance company and who I'm going to be seen by and where I'm delivering and what their rates of cesareans are and what their rates of mortality are and what is their rate of diversity in terms mm-hmm. of the nursing staff, the doctors, the midwives, et cetera. It's going out and making sure, regardless of the facts and statistics, which we can't control, but saying, in spite of that, I'm going to go out and make sure I have the experience that I want and that I desire because I know that I deserve that. And I
exactly.
know that I can that if I go out and get it. And so.
Yes. go ahead. I'm sorry.
this is a long way of saying manifesting is about going out and getting it. It's recognizing mm-hmm. the limitation and saying, I can face that and still attain that which I desire through work.
Right.
Through
yes. And you talked about advocacy. Like, that is like speaking up for yourself and taking control and saying, like, hey, this is what I want for myself and this is what I want for my future. And these are the things that I'm going to do to get it. And I'm going to put it out there in the world. So I really, really love that. I remember, so Brittany and I were in a part of a group, Voices Merging, and
yeah.
Our DJ from the group, Nick Swell, he always told me, but I remember one day he told me, he's like, LaShawna, if someone asks you what you're doing, tell them exactly what you're doing. Put exactly what you're doing out there so that people can know what you're doing. You can bring that into your life. And so I really, really love when he told me that because, like, it's like you have to put what you want out there in life. And so for you, what did you want for your life, like growing up? And I know you did a lot of pageants and, like, you just did so much. So what was something that, like, when did you decide, like, you wanted something more for your life? And I know you've been doing pageants since you were younger. Like, I call Brittany, like, she's like Beyonce to me. Like, no lie. Like, Brittany is the Beyonce of my life. So, you want to maybe, like, talk about that? Like, when did you decide for yourself, like, you wanted more things? Or, like, even, like, going through your path, like, you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've always had moments of just kind of seeing and wondering what else there was beyond what I already experienced, beyond what was already within my existence. I grew up in the performing arts, and so I always had opportunities to perform and to train and work with professionals. I started working, I'd say professionally at 15 in terms of, like, having an agent, a talent agent, and kind of, like, getting sent out on different auditions and things like that. I started pageants at 17, and that was my way of paying for college in a lot of ways and also being able to combine, you know, my many interests of public speaking, community advocacy, business and entrepreneurship, fashion, that kind of thing. But, you know, you bring up Voices Merging, and that organization changed my life in so many different ways, and that, I can definitely say, was a pivotal moment of there were just these amazing students. So let's back up. Voices Merging was a student organization at the University of Minnesota that existed for over 10 years, and during the course of that time, there were all of these amazing students and poets and activists and different types of writers and performers who would come into this group and put on open mics once a month They had writing workshops, retreats, conferences. My husband, who I'm married to and now having a child with, I met because of the conference at Voice of Emergency.
It was just amazing. Impacted so many lives, and I agree with you, Brittany. I have the same thoughts about the experience of Voice of Emergency. And if y'all listening, I miss y'all.
Yeah, shout out to everyone, whoever came through VM. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gave me so much possibility as a young Black person on campus who was trying to find my way, not just in having community, but recognizing, one, I could take my poetry outside of my bedroom and outside of my notebook, that there could be an intersection of social justice and hip-hop, which is still my world to this day. And it showed me, because it was a registered student group of the university, we were eligible to receive funds to manifest our ideas, you know, so it didn't have to be, oh, we're just broke college students, we can't really do much. But what would happen if we were given the opportunity and a proper budget and did the appropriate, you know, planning and allocation? What's possible for us? Mm-hmm. And there were people who were in leadership at the time who were so brilliant in allowing possibility to take over, and they didn't have what I felt was a limited mindset. They said, all right, we're going to have Dead Prez come in. We're going to have, Rosa Clemente and all of these amazing people, and we're going to have high schoolers, and we're going to have an intergenerational experience for multiple days, and we're going to talk about hip-hop and social justice and show people what's possible in spoken word. And those types of experiences, being in the planning meetings, seeing the humanity and connection that happened with community and organizing, that was definitely a pivotal moment that set the tone for me as an entrepreneur. In fact, when I graduated, the organization had shut down, and I actually named my business after it. My first company is called Visions Merging, and that was paying homage to what I had experienced, because if I didn't have that experience of Voices Merging, I may not have ever known what was possible in terms of, like, community work. And so from there, I created a social enterprise where we are an arts and cultural strategy firm. We work at the intersection of art and community development, and we create opportunities for artists. And so I've been able to generate revenue for almost about 100 artists within the past 3 years, whether it's hiring them as employees or providing grant opportunities or training opportunities, other professional development opportunities for people to make an impact in community through art. And I have to credit, all experiences lead up to something, but I have to give a lot of credit to Voices Merging, because those years of my life were like, oh, wow, this is possible. Like, you can do something that's fun and creative and artistic and also deeply meaningful at the same time.
I love that. Yes. Talking about abundance, you have to have a team around you. You have to have people to show you. I know, at least for me in my life, I'm just going, and I believe in myself. But it takes something else when other people believe in you as well. And when they kind of direct you and say, hey, let me take you in and I'm going to mentor you because I see something amazing in you. Because, and it's crazy because when you start surrounding yourself around people who believe in that, you can just get further and further and further, because if you believe in abundance and they believe in abundance, that's all that's going to come into your life. So I really appreciate that. And I do believe that who you surround yourself with and the people that believe in, they have to have that mindset as well.
They absolutely have to. It can't be, for me, it's a non-negotiable. We all have a process, right? So who I was, 10 years ago in college or whenever that was, is one version of myself, both good and bad. And I have to make peace with who that person was, and give that person credit for the evolution that is to who I am now. So I never look down on anyone who doesn't have that abundance mindset. But I'm very clear that if you're going to be a part of, like, my immediate circle, whether that's, you know, you're doing contract work with me, I've hired you as an employee, a friend, a family member, the people who I'm around the most have to have that abundance mindset, because it's a energy thing of, if I don't have an abundant mindset, if I don't feel like there is possibility and that we can work around and beyond our limitations, and you were trying to do, you may present ideas that I could be a part of, but instead I'd rather just shoot them down, be negative. I'd rather require you to second guess yourself because I can't see the vision, or because I don't believe that I can fit into the vision, instead of allowing you the fullness of your vision, which you certainly need to be able to manifest. And so, you know, love and light to people who are on their journey and on their purpose and are making peace with themselves. But it's a non-negotiable for me. If you don't believe in abundance, I can't have you in my direct vicinity.
Yeah, and that is part of manifestation. Like, if you want something, like, you have to make certain that you are changing your lifestyle to create room to have these things. And so Irene, and I do believe, like, you, like, it is important for you to have, like, different people from all walks of life, because we are healers, and people heal us, and we are the people to open doors for other people and to change thinking. So I definitely believe that. For that, like, speaking of healing and, like, you going on your path and the changes that you made in your life, what healing have you found on your walk towards, like, your goals and that walk towards abundance? What healing have you found through the work that you do and just through your process?
Yeah. Last year in 2017, I went through a certification process. So I'm a certified practitioner of OHM, which is an acronym for the Orange Method. It is a methodology of Black liberation and healing that focuses on transforming the individual as well as transforming the system, recognizing that there are socioeconomic conditions that impact African Americans and other people of color in disproportionate ways, right? And so what are the ways in which we can heal ourselves? What are the ways in which we can bring healing to the system so that people can advance forward and find their abundance? So for me, getting a methodology behind and a pedagogy behind my beliefs was really critical for me to do the work in community, as just like a community advocate, as somebody who was creating all of these different activations within community, but also, and first and foremost, it required me to have a mirror and to really assess where are my strengths and where are my deficits. You know, I can't be out here doing this community work and to call myself a leader and a community advocate or any of these things that are supposedly for not just my own benefit but a purpose greater than myself, if I'm not aware of exactly who I am, good, bad, and ugly. And so it allowed me to have to develop new healing practices for myself. And so, you know, everything from, like, yoga and meditation to being mindful about what I eat, to being mindful about my past trauma and what my triggers are, to be mindful of the historical trauma in which I inherit genetically. All of those things that really allowed me to assess, like, oh, man, because of this thing that I went through, you know, in childhood, like not growing up with my biological father and the way that that relationship went, I can treat people like they're disposable. That was like a very normal thing for me, is to be able to throw away people and be like, oh, well, you know, you messed up. That's a shortcoming, and I'm done dealing with you. And instead of, you know, throwing people away, which no one is disposable, right? We all have a process, and everybody's entitled to their process. I'm only me because there are people who cared enough about me to not throw me away when I was in my process. And I'm only me because there are people who love me enough to recognize that even now in this moment, I'm still in my process. We're constantly in our process. We're constantly becoming. And so as a healer, there were, or as a community member, there were certain people I would get along with really well and that I would work with really well. And then there were others that I couldn't. And I had to recognize that, like, there are levels to relationships. And ultimately, the revolution is a relationship. And so if I'm going to do revolutionary work, that's to advance a culture, and that's to bring me closer to my goals, that's to bring about societal shifts, that I had to be able to navigate every different type of relationship. And not everyone is going to be your best friend. Not everybody is going to work well with you in business. Not everybody is going to understand your lived experience or the way that you present yourself or any of those things. But how do you find a common ground to accomplish a particular goal? And also, not everybody is coming to the table to accomplish a goal. Some people are just able because they don't know where else to go.
And exactly.
So that sometimes it is a reflection of someone else's previous condition, past trauma, historical trauma that causes them to respond in a certain way. And it wasn't always about me. It wasn't always personal, even when it was directed towards me. And so it's things like that, that training really helped me to navigate. So even when I say, you know, if you're not a person of abundant thinking, you can't be in my middle circle. That's not meaning I'm not throwing you away. That doesn't mean that I won't make a seat at the table for you, you know, or that I recognize that there are people who are not yet ready to see their fullness.
Yeah.
And so how do we work with them and meet them where they're at instead of saying that they're the problem, you know? And so healing justice is now incorporated into everything I do, even as a DJ. You know, I'm creating spaces for people to come and heal. You know, I'm creating spaces for people to make uplifting musical content because I recognize that there's a need for it. You know, I'm creating spaces for people to have writing workshops and to express their art and to be able to sell their goods and their services because I recognize that there is need. And it's not just about economics and it's not just about entertainment, but how does this healing for them and healing for me as somebody who gets to hold the space by recognizing that, like, this may be connected to a certain pathology. This may be connected to a certain disbelief that they've carried about themselves for years. And so how do we walk with people on their journey to helping them? And so now, it's sprinkled into all my work. Even when I don't call it healing, you know, you may think I'm just out DJing somewhere and I'm playing music that has a certain vibration to it, you know, for a reason. So it's just recognizing we all need a little love. We all need a little healing. And I can do my part to help people on that process as I continue to do the work on myself.
Right. And that is so beautiful. You said so many gems, and it's so beautiful, and that is, like, doing the work on yourself and, like, believing, like you said, like, the people who are not there yet, like, waiting for them to see it within themselves. And sometimes, you know, we see it, but we just don't have the tools that we need, or, like, we're just scared. Like, for me, a lot of times I'm just scared. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, and I'm a perfectionist. Like, I allow perfection to stop me and to hold me back when perfection is fake, you know? Like, it's like, okay, this has to be perfect. And it's like, okay, like, why? Why does this have to be perfect? What is it actually going to do? Where am I going without starting from somewhere, you know? And so I really agree a lot with what you said there. Thank you for sharing that. So you talked a lot about, like, all the different things that you do. Like, you're always doing like amazing things and creating space and being out in the community, showing up for friends and family. Like you're always showing up for me. How do you find the time when you are like on your path for abundance and when that requires a lot of work and investment in things? How do you find the time to keep up with all of these things? Because I promise, I don't think you sleep. Like, I swear.
I do sleep. I am not team no sleep. I do not believe in that. I used to really believe it. I used to really think I was cool when I would deprive myself of sleep. And then I went through that healing justice course, and shout out to Dr. Joy Lewis, who is one of the coaches who certified me and who created the program. She was like, so how do you think that's going to work when you're my age? She's like, that's real cute right now. That's real
right.
cute. But it's not sustainable. And if you plan on really attaining all of the things that you set out to do in this lifetime, I need you to figure out how you can sustain yourself, because that ain't it. You know, she gave me a really great reality check. And so I do sleep, but what I will tell you is I am unapologetically protective of my time, like for real. The time mm-hmm. is the most valuable resource that I have. It's the only like non-renewable resource really that I have.
Right.
I can't get my youth back. I can't get my time back. I can make more money, you know. I can get more food. I can find space. I can create more space. I will never have more time than what God has given me. And so I really try to make the most of it, and I don't allow people, myself included, when I say people, I don't allow people to waste it at all. So I schedule my day out from when I would ideally like to go to bed to when I need to be up in the morning. For the past a little over a year, I wake up between 4 and 5 a.m. every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was because I was a radio host. I just moved to a new state, so I left my radio show a few months ago. But I was a morning show host for a year, and that's part of that. And since I stopped my show back in June, I've still been waking up at 4 and 5 a.m. Because I have new goals that I want to accomplish. And I recognize my house is quiet.
mm-hmm. You can get so much done like before people wake. Like it's the best time to complete things.
It's the best. Your phone's not going off. You know, people mm-hmm. aren't sending you a ton of emails typically during that hour. But I, you know, I'm just intentional about my flow and about my calendar. Everything that I do is scheduled. You know, Lashana is literally my best friend. And when she's like, yeah, let's do an interview, I said, okay, email me 3 different times. You know, let's figure out how this is going to work. Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what it is that I'm doing. Time, the clock is running by, you know.
Yes.
And the more organized that I can be and the more mindful I can be about how I spend my time and when, the better off I become. So I have, you know, some tools that I use. If you email me, I have an automated system to where you can schedule a call with me. I'm currently on maternity leave, so my time is even more limited. And I have a system set up where you can only schedule a call with me according to when I've made myself available.
Mm-hmm.
I will make time to, like, somebody reached out to me and was asking how I started my business and if they could talk to me. And I said, yeah, sure. Absolutely fine. But what research have you done? What
mm-hmm.
specifically do you want to know? Because my time is not a renewable resource. I can't allow anyone to waste it, whether it's intentional or not. You know?
Right.
And so if you're coming to me and saying that you want my help with something, and this is like a big part of where I just am right now in life, is I get a lot of requests to help with different things, to be a part of different initiatives, to show people my formula. And I'm going to start automating some of that, especially because I'm getting ready to just focus on being a mom. But
yeah.
I want people to have the information that I have, but I also want to make sure that they go about it in a way that has integrity and that's respectful of the time that I've put in, you know?
Yeah, that's just setting that the boundaries. Like, you have to have boundaries so that you can think about yourself and think about your self-care, and not everyone can get that right away or boundaries are important.
Yeah, not everybody can get it, and not everybody wants what they say that they want.
Exactly.
So,
that was a word. I was just thinking about that. It's like a lot of people say they want things, and then when it's there, they do not want it. They don't take the resources. They don't. They halt, and it is not their fault. Maybe they're not ready, but that was a word. I was journaling about that this morning.
it's a thing, and like you said, it may not even be their fault, and they may not even be aware. But ultimately, it's my time that got wasted because you were unprepared when I took time to look out for you. And so I have learned to put things in place. So when people approach me or when companies approach me and ask me, you know, to do a particular initiative, have a particular conversation, come speak, whatever it is, have to make sure I have a checklist of what is necessary in order for this to make sense for me. Because just because I'm an abundant thinker doesn't mean that I believe that my energy and my time are unlimited, because they're not.
Because
I am human, because I do need to rest, because I do need time to heal and to be with my family and all of these things. And so, you know, if you ask for my help, but you haven't done the research for yourself to even begin the conversation to know what questions you're going to ask, chances are I'm going to direct you back to the drawing board or to ask you a series of questions to really ensure that you're prepared.
Right.
One thing that shook me to my core during my healing justice training is there were some things that I was not ready to confront within myself on my healing journey. And I thought I was until I got there, and then I got stuck. And what Dr. Joy said to me is she said, I will not collude with you in playing small. So either you're ready to do this and to move forward and to face this in its fullness, or we got to take a step back and really evaluate how we got here in the first place and why you thought you were going to be able to have the results of X, Y, Z without doing the work that it takes to get there. And I was like, okay, she just read me for my entire life. Okay, you know, that was a read. My feelings are hurt, okay? But it was the best thing that I could have ever, ever, ever had told to me. And I realized where my leadership lacked, not just where my limitation was, but where I lacked in pushing other people as a leader. I think I got so used to the, I don't know, Minnesota nice, or because a woman come off as a bitch or all of these things that I wasn't
people put onto you.
Yeah. I was just not holding people accountable. And I realized that in order for me to reach my greatness and to continue to stand in my abundance, that as I think about time, as I think about my network, what I will commit to and what I won't, is standing in my worth and not apologizing for it, and making sure that I don't collude with other people who are trying to play small when I'm in the space of living and creating and manifesting abundance.
Right.
And so that means saying no, which I had to get comfortable with. And that means, you know, saying, okay, yes, around these particular parameters.
And also, like you said, holding people accountable. Yeah. Like,
it's hard. It's super hard. But it's not impossible.
So it seems like you're getting into, like, things that you did to bring yourself to the next level, like accountability. I know, like, for me, I had to start speaking my truth about situations, like, and my truth about different people and the people that came into my life. And I know a lot of times my friends are like, why are you saying this? You don't need to say that. Just ignore them. Just block them. Just that. And I believe in telling my truth to a person instead of, like, just vanishing out of their life, because it's like, what, you're going to continue to do the things that you do. You're going to continue to not show up in different ways. If I don't tell you, you may not even know that that's what you're doing. Right. So I really appreciate you talking about that. But do you have any other tools for people who may want that abundance in their life, or who may have things that are things that they see for themselves or where they want to be, but they don't know how to start, whether it be maybe their childhood or maybe their social status or education, or what advice do you have for the ones who are looking to obtain that? And, different tools that you may have for them.
Yeah, I think a great place to start is always ask yourself why. What is your why? It's like, all right, I want you to sit down and mentor me as a DJ because I want to be a DJ. Okay, why do you want to be a DJ? Because a lot of times you get into certain spaces and you think that it's going to be one thing and it's something completely different. And then you're disappointed and you're let down, or you get to know a person and you have an idea of who they are. And then once you actually get to know them, you realize that the version of them that you created in your mind doesn't align with the version that actually is standing in reality, you know? So it's like, let's save ourselves all some disappointment.
Right.
And be really real about what we want and why we want it. I think that's incredibly important, though, why you want to do whatever it is that you aspire. If you see something out in the world, you say, I want that. I want that job. I want to be like this person. I want this particular lifestyle. Study people as close as you can. What did they do to get there? What were the jobs that they took? What was the education and the training that they got? You can find, if it's a famous person, if you can find, you know, their bio, if it's, or somebody, I mean, everybody got a website these days, right? You know, or social media. Like, you can find out a lot about a person by just, like, stalking them on the internet. And don't, like, seriously stalk them, but.
Yes. We don't even know popping behind bushes and.
Yeah, because I've dealt with some of that too, and it, there's a way in which you can approach people. And then there's a way that is very off-putting. And so I'll say if maybe the person isn't necessarily a celebrity, but somebody who could help you on your journey, or maybe they are a celebrity, don't be afraid to reach out. Shoot your shot, but do it in a way that is respectful. Do it in a way that is authentic. Build relationships. And my recommendation, and I learned this from an entrepreneur that I study, I call her a long-distance mentor. Her name is Miley Teal. I feel like I learned about Miley from you, LaShawna.
She is so amazing.
She's a CEO and founder of Pearlbox, and she also has a second brand of entrepreneurial products and services that help folks move forward towards their goals and building their brand. My leak, she gave a piece of advice on a podcast where she said, you know, try to get to know someone for at least a year before you ever ask them for anything. You know, when I go back, when I said the revolution is a relationship, I learned that from a woman named Alicia Steele, and I believe in that. You know, it's hard to know who is authentic and who isn't in the world of social media. And so if you spend time to get to know people authentically and don't just, like, walk up to them and say, can you help me with this, you know, or I think just the approach is very important. And everybody's going to be different on what they require or what they prefer, and having a stranger approach them. But I think if you can authentically just build relationships, put yourself in spaces to meet like-minded people, whether it's clubs, conferences, the internet, whatever it is. Don't rely solely on the internet, but it is a great tool. Put yourself in a space to where you can meet those people, and ultimately you're going to start connecting the dots. You're going to start figuring out, oh, okay, well, I see, you know, all of these people, they're in this book club. Maybe that's how they all know each other. Oh, wow, they all go to the same church. Or this person knows that person. Perhaps, you know, this particular organization is the through line between all of them, or the thread that connects them. Like, there are different ways to get in contact with people. So go out and find your tribe.
Right.
Your people who are going to inspire you. And like I said, you don't have to actually know all of them personally. I don't know my leak at all, but I listen to her podcast. I pay attention to the business moves that she makes. Also hiring, investing in yourself. I hired a business coach for 2 years. I had my coaches from the Healing Justice Program when I was doing pageants. I had pageant coaches. When I was acting, I had acting coaches. I think it's important to be humble enough to say you may have some God-given talent in your field, and also you need work. And also be better. And also you can be a student, and you can be simultaneously a student and a teacher at the same time, and it doesn't mean that anything is wrong with you. You know, but being humble enough to ask for help and to recognize when somebody has a particular skill that they can teach you, it may not always be free. You know,
Sometimes
it's valuable, right? I just graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, and literally, let me think, I graduated 6 weeks ago, maybe, less than that, and I'm already enrolled in 2 new online courses. And like I said, I'm getting ready to go into
work
any day now.
Brittany is always working.
Never stop learning. And it's, you know, they're online courses that are, go at your own pace. They're not from a major, you know, Ivy League like UPenn or anything like that. But they're different courses taught by 2 different entrepreneurs who had 2 different product offerings that I currently don't have. And I want to learn how to use what I've learned at UPenn and to package it up in a particular way for the sake of automation so that I can be at home with my daughter and not have to worry about work as much as I have in the past. And so I have to keep learning. I could have easily DM'd both of them and said, hey, can you teach me this? But if they're out here making 6 figures doing what they do or however much, why, when I don't know them, would they share their information with me?
Exactly.
And why should they do it for free when they paid money and invested in themselves to get to where they're at? And so I'll say never stop learning, never stop being a student, and do not be afraid to invest in yourself.
Yeah. Like, I always say, too, like, I just want to be – I don't want to be smart. I want to be wise, you know? Like, right. I want people to pour into me. I want to go out into the world and learn different things. And I don't want to just like, oh, 2 + 2 = 4. Hey, I'm smart. Like, I want, like, pour into me, not just about things like in the book. Like, what did you learn? And that's why I do this podcast, because so many people have great stories, like you and your story. And like, you're telling the process that you went through to get here, and it involves people that poured into you and that you poured into them. And that is what I believe abundance is, just pouring into yourself, pouring into other people, believing in people. This is just so amazing. Like, you always inspire me and, like, just say all the great, amazing things. That's the heart.
And have good friends.
That is important.
I can work my ass off, and I do, but there are so many roadblocks behind the scenes that you don't see and that don't get put on social media. But because I have good friends like Lashana, who I can call, who I can cry to, because I have a support system of my tribe, my crew of abundant thinkers, even when it's not glorious and not glamorous, which will be often on your journey, mm-hmm. you don't have to be stuck for so long. You don't have to feel defeated or give up, or get you some people who are wise enough and bold enough to tell you when it is time to give up. You know?
Or do something different.
Yeah.
Or to tell you to get off your ass.
And get going. All of that. Mm-hmm. You know, if your friends, if your friends can't give you the real, they're not your friends. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if people want to tell you the real, but they can already sense that you're not open to it because you're carrying something, let go of your ego. You know, don't be so, you can be confident without being arrogant. Like, at least be willing to receive the advice, even if you don't follow it. I don't get every piece of advice that comes my way doesn't impact the way in which I move through the world, but I'm wise enough to receive it.
Yes.
I'm wise enough to say this person cared enough to give me this, and I don't have to ever question the people in my life who give me advice because I know who my tribe is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's super important because with greatness comes a lot of craziness.
Right.
You're going to need some people who you can call and vent to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and those people, like, will know, like, they know your heart. And like you said, like, those people, the more that I get into the things that I want to do and the things that I really want, I find myself, like, crying more or, like, reaching out more because, like, once you know what you want, like, you want to get it, you know, and then it just does something to you. It puts you on a new level. It's like your baby, you know? And so, like you said, it's, like, that is much needed. It's much needed. So, yeah, and if you guys don't have a tribe and maybe you want to know how to, or, like, get tools to maybe build a tribe, there's a podcast with Jasmine. She talks about community. That one is perfect to listen to. And also the very first one that was put out about the roster, maybe like going over your roster will be important for your life right now to get to where you need to go. So, thank you so much, Brittany. You shared some amazing things with us. And I just really appreciate you. And I'm very happy, with everything that you have accomplished and everything that you have plans for in the future and your new family. And like, I'm always just lurking in the background, just seeing what next you got coming up because it's always great. and it's always for people and you always have a purpose. So like, that's why I just really love you. Like, outside of you being my best friend, but like you're just a really, really great person, and I love that. So thank you.
You touched on something important. Social media, I think, encourages people to like try to be super on brand or to figure out what their brand is, and that's okay, you know, because the business part of social media is important and it's a great tool. But focus less on being on brand and being more on purpose. Like, that's when it's for you, it's just for you. Like, that's what abundance really is connecting with that divine purpose, that thing that is greater than you. And it doesn't mean that you're working in nonprofits necessarily or anything like that, but recognizing that you have a specific role to play on this planet and people are going to benefit from you stepping into your fullness and your greatness. And so get on purpose. Don't worry about being on brand.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about. Like, what is your purpose? Like, what's going to make you happy when you go to sleep? What are you going to keep driving for? And what's that passion? So, yeah. Thank you so much, Brittany. I think that is our time for today. This was amazing. Thank you for joining the show and extending the olive branch.
Thank you.
All right. So, Brittany, how can Mr. Right, that's because you just got married.
She's married now.
How can our listeners find you?
Everywhere on the internet at Hey Miss Britt, HeyMissBritt. Literally every social network as well as my website is HeyMissBritt.com. And, you know, there'll be links to my other sites and things like that. So, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Give a link. Book me for DJing. So go on and book her.
That's
her right. Parties are amazing.
That's right.
So thank you, Brittany.
Thank you so all much. Right. I appreciate you. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Britt, and I'm extending the olive branch.
Thanks for healing with me and joining Extending the Olive Branch. Don't forget to find me on Instagram and also iTunes. Subscribe to the page and like. May your day be full of abundance. And thanks again for listening. Bye, guys.